There's a sort of stillness, a gentle hush, a respectful quiet that descends upon this day. It seems that we have space just to ponder all that has taken place on the wood of the cross. With certain grief and sadness, those closest friends of Jesus have laid his body to rest, and while he rests, they wait in hope of what he promises. But it seems for him who lies in the belly of the earth, there is no rest. For the work of redemption goes on. It continues even as this hush has descended upon the earth. For as hush descends, Christ descends. He goes down to reach out in hope and with the fruits of his cross, his death, to those who precisely lie in death, waiting to be set free. One of the readings that we listen to in the prayer of the church on this day speaks of Christ going in search of our first parent, the new Adam yearning for the first Adam. The one whose disobedience had brought death is searched for by the one whose loving obedience to the Father now brings life. The one who dwells in darkness encounters he who is our light. The creative, obedient Word of God reaches out in life to a creation that longs to be set free. Now, St. Bernard of Clairvaux ponders as the angel brings the news to the Virgin of Nazareth in the Annunciation that, waiting for Mary's answer, the whole of creation from Adam to that present moment is holding its breath, waiting for a response, knowing that the prospect of being set free was now within grasp. Now that divine grasp is something real, it's something tangible, as Christ goes down to call those who have died in the hope of being liberated from death, to bring them to share in a life that flows from his cross and his victory. Christ breaks the bonds of death. He opens wide the gates that have held the dead back, have kept them imprisoned, and he reaches out to bring to newness of life Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all those men and women of faith who have longed for life with God. And the key that unlocks their prison, the key that loosens their shackles and their bonds, is the cross, his obedience, and his love for his Father and theirs. Now the whole of waiting creation can begin to breathe a breath of new life, break out from its stench of decay, as Christ awakens from his slumber of death and awakens them, so that with him they might emerge from the depths of the earth to share in the wonder and the glory of the resurrection. Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will be your light.